Progress Test, Unit 8.
In the studio today, we have the famous crime writer, Carol Simpson. Hello, Carol.
Hi.
So, Carol, you have written over 40 books about terrifying crimes, and the name of one of your characters, Detective Jessica Walker, is recognised even by people who don't read crime novels. But how did you first start writing about crime?
That's a good question. Some people think that I was a policewoman or that one of my family was a victim of a crime. Actually, I found out a friend of mine had robbed a bank, and that started me thinking about criminals. How can one person be good and another person from the same family become a criminal? What turns a person into a criminal? Or are people born to be criminals?
Very interesting. Do you do any research for your books?
Well, yes, lots of writers use the internet, but I like to interview people and visit them where they live or work, if possible. I've also talked to real criminals about the crimes they've committed. It's not the quickest way of doing things, but for me, it brings things to life more than reading a biography of a criminal.
And does it help to make the crimes in your stories more realistic?
Perhaps, but I am more interested in the criminals than the crimes. No one is all good or all bad. When you talk to criminals, even murderers, you will find that there are good things about them. They might have a pet dog. They may rescue injured birds, or they might like gardening. Finding the good in them helps my criminals become characters that readers can believe in.
Have you ever been in a dangerous situation with a criminal?
There was one time when I was having coffee with a murderer, and he made a comment that he always got to know his victims by having coffee with them. That did make me a bit scared. I don't think I finished my cup of coffee, actually.
Frightening. Your last novel was extremely popular. Are you writing a new one already?
I'm so happy readers like it. To be honest, I find it difficult to write novels fast enough. You spend years writing a book, your readers take a few weeks to read it. Then they want the next one, immediately.
Well, at least you have a job for life.
I think I do. As long as people keep reading my books, I'll keep thinking of more interesting crimes for my characters to get involved in.